Biden's deputies, 500,000 migrants per month expected at border. By Neil Monroe on March 30, 2022. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas and his progressive deputies are warning Americans to expect a huge inflow of economic migrants if the Title 42 border barrier is dropped. Homeland Security officials on Tuesday described contingency plans for managing as many as 18,000 encounters a day at the border, regardless of the cause, reported the New York Times. That inflow would add up to more than 500,000 people a month, or more migrants than American births in a month. The southern flood would exacerbate the economic damage already caused by the flood of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and perhaps 400,000 new visa workers. The media briefing was likely intended to help persuade other officials at the White House and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, as well as judges, to preserve the Title 42 barrier when it expires this week. The CDC-governed barrier allows Mayorkas to regulate the inflow of cross-border migrants to a level that does not break into the evening news. Mayorkas' regulated level is about 150,000 per month, including roughly 50,000 migrants who sneak across the border. But the alarm signal likely was also intended to mollify Biden's progressive base of pro-migration, university-trained extremists who say they would prefer to see an open border for migrants, regardless of the wage-cutting, rent-spiking damage to ordinary Americans. The predicted flood has been encouraged by Biden's pro-migration deputies, who immediately ended the border protections established by former President Donald Trump, reduced the use of the Trump-imposed Title 42 disease-related rejections at the border, and minimized the deportations of illegals. But Biden's officials are now alarmed about the public's reaction to their refusal to defend Americans' border. Democrats do not want the Southwest border to appear out of control in the months ahead of the midterm elections, which would fuel more Republican attacks on the Biden administration's border policies, the New York Times said. The inflow has rattled some Democrats who worry it may be too soon to return to pre-pandemic immigration rules at the border, said the Washington Post. In 2014, a rush of migrants at the border wrecked public trust in the border policies set by President Barack Obama. The bad poll numbers derailed Obama's hopes for a mass amnesty and encouraged a New York TV personality to run for president. A supercharged repeat of the mass migration in 2022 may help Americans to recognize their shared opposition to labor migration. The public opposition is revealed in polls, but it is suppressed by claims by investor-funded progressives that the United States is a nation of immigrants. The opposition is also hidden by the corporate-owned establishment media, which rarely describes the scale of migration or the public's hostility to labor migration. In September 2021, Biden's polls were badly damaged by the TV news coverage of the invasion by roughly 30,000 migrants at Del Rio in Texas. It is not clear if the administration is willing to stop mass migration. Mayorkas is a Cuban immigrant and a pro-migration zealot who argues that the United States is, and must always, be a nation of immigrants. He is backed up by progressives who wish to transform the United States from a society governed by European origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. "We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world," America's ally, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. "It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph," he insisted. So Biden's officials refuse to detain migrants, even the economic migrants who cut wages for Americans, as required by federal law. Without detention, migrants do not have to worry about the economic risk of migrating to the United States because they can be sure that they will get a U.S. job to pay off their smuggling debts. Mayorkas has also announced he will not deport illegal migrants, even when they drive down Americans' wages and push up their housing prices. Even if the administration briefly keeps some limited version of Title 42 in place for political reasons, almost everything else it's doing is sending the signal to prospective illegal immigrants to come on down, warned Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mayorkas' easy migration policy is encouraging mass migration from many countries around the world. As more people from Africa and Asia get into the United States, they use their cell phones to show their success to their homeland friends and neighbors, so encouraging more migrants. A 2012 survey by Gallup showed that more than 150 million people around the world want to migrate to the United States. The Washington Post reported, "The nature and scope of migration has changed fundamentally," said one DHS official, who briefed reporters and spoke on the condition of anonymity under rules set by the department. The official said an unprecedented 40% of the migrants being taken into custody are arriving from countries outside Mexico in the Northern Triangle of Guatemala, Honduras and El Salvador that have traditionally been the largest sources for migration. The New York Times noted that officials are refusing to send some migrants home, so they are encouraging more people to head north. But the United States cannot put Cubans, Venezuelans or Nicaraguans on flights back to their countries because of a lack of diplomatic relations. One of the Homeland Security officials speaking on Background on Tuesday called the situation problematic, and said they were most likely fleeing oppressive governments. The pro-migration editors at the New York Times ignored the likely impact of a migrant flood on Americans' workplaces, homes, and schools, saying only the stakes are high, from both a humanitarian standpoint and a political one. But the elite-backed flood of migrant labor and renters has impoverished millions of less educated Americans, CNBC reported on March 30. Roughly 20% of employees regularly run out of money between paychecks, up from 15% last year, according to the survey of more than 3,000 working adults in February. As a result, about one quarter of those polled said it's harder to afford necessary expenses and one third are unable to build savings, issues that are particularly problematic for low to moderate income workers. Similarly, the Oxfam Anti-Poverty Group reports, as of 2022, more than 31.9% of the U.S. labor force, or 51.9 million workers, currently make less than $15 per hour, and many are stuck at the federal minimum wage, which is less than half of that hourly rate. If Congress were to enact legislation changing the hourly minimum wage and who qualifies, making the law more equitable and inclusive, millions of workers would be lifted from poverty. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations. For example, Nation of Immigrants, to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, reduces their political clout, undermines U.S. workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.